Mr. Howard.
I better just turn this mobile phone off.
There's no mistaking the voice of Australia's 25th Prime Minister.
You have remembrance.
John Howard and his wife Jeanette are being shown around the new Howard Library by its director, Tom Frame.
Oh, Tom, it's fantastic. It really is. You've done a magnificent job.
And Mr. Howard, can I introduce you to Carola, who was our exhibition
The library's design? A mix of personal papers, official records and exhibits, including a collection of Mr. Howard's reading spectacles.
And look, everyone thought that that glasses case, the most weathered one, sort of told its own story. So the glasses were interesting, but the case had to get a run.
Yeah.
I just know I haven't thrown them out. They may turn up to be a pair of the big black ones.
There are gifts received from royalty and presidents.
The gold apple with diamonds from Brunei, and then the George W. Bush belt.
Yeah.
Which looks as though it has signs of wear, so I take that. But it's got a run.
It's got a try. Very heavy buckle on it.
Mm.
So we chose it. I presume that Texans.
And they have a big buckle, don't you?
Yeah. So there was 300 gifts, narrowing it down to what kind of things does a Prime Minister get given.
And some of the awkward costumes worn with other world leaders at APEC meetings. One of the most potent items is the bulletproof vest from a pro-gun rally in the early days of Mr. Howard's government, not long after the Port Arthur massacre. Mr. Howard regrets donning that vest. Mrs. Howard still has a different view.
I mean, John was always so cross with himself for having worn that, but I would have been cross with him if he hadn't worn it. I mean, because we didn't know
what sort of threat it was,
the police were.
Yeah.
The police were.
Adamant something.
AFP are very good at terrifying you when they want you to just do exactly what they want.
But I thought it was afterwards.
But afterwards, when you looked at the crowd, you didn't know that, and you could have had that crowd and one odd person.
The Howard years included the invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq, and the Tampa and Children Overboard controversies, which divided the nation. A life buoy from the Tampa ship is on display in the new library. Director Tom Frame.
This library follows really the movement of John Howard's papers from the National Archives to UNSW Canberra, where he thought they'd have greater access if they were part of the university and one that looked at defence and security problems. So when the papers came, I really thought, look, we need a shop window, if you like. We need somewhere where people can come to be reminded of the Howard years, but also to be prompted that we have these papers, you can do research. It's not that difficult to look at primary documents and work out your own mind on many of the controversial matters of those 11 years, 8 months and 23 days of the Howard government.
It's a whole exhibition, including a replica of his first office in Old Parliament House.
That's right. What we were trying to do is to allow visitors of all different interests and ages to come here and see different kinds of things. And certainly where his office first was, to put the original Prime Minister's desk in there, which hadn't been on display for many years. And in fact, Mr. Howard took it back to his parliamentary office in 1999 in New Parliament House, despite people saying it doesn't fit, it's the wrong style. He said, well, I want it and bring it up. And it was removed just before Kevin Rudd became Prime Minister. But to be actually able to see it, it's a wonderful piece of furniture. And there were his Chesterfields that had world leaders, the lounge that people sat on. So, look, there's something for everyone. There's art, there's objects, there's things to read, and also pointers to documents that people can access.
So what does Mr. Howard hope visitors will learn?
Well, some of the things that I was involved in, some of the things that I'm proud of, but they'll also be able to read plenty of material attacking me, and that's as it should be in a democracy. They'll obviously be reminded of things such as gun control and major economic reforms and the way in which Australia, in my time in government, involved herself in military activities in the pursuit of freedom.
What item sparked the strongest memory for you this morning?
Oh, that's hard to say, but certainly the reminders of our original campaign material in 1996, and also a reminder that my early years in politics were spent in this old building. I have a real affection for the old Parliament House.
The former Prime Minister is enjoying looking back, but Mr. Howard has still got an eye on the future and a message for the Liberal Party he led for so many years.
My message simply is this. I totally supported Tony Abbott when he was Prime Minister. I also supported Malcolm Turnbull. and I'm going to give the same very strong, uncompromising support to Scott Morrison. I believe he can win the next election. I am optimistic. There will be no it's time factor at the next election.